Continuing our Nationals interview series here at the Fall League at Sloan Park, spring training home of the Chicago Cubs, talking with Robert Hassel III, enjoying a wonderful fall. And Rob, first of all, congratulations on an awesome season so far. What do you think's been working for you other than health? I mean, we've talked a lot about you're finally healthy and it looks like you're healthy, right?
Right. No, 100%. Yeah, I've been talking with a couple of the coordinators and stuff like that. I think me just getting the ball off the ground is the main thing. So I came in with a good mindset. I didn't do anything crazy different to start other than just really, really focusing on timing the pitcher. But, yeah, me getting the ball off the ground, they were showing me numbers, and it's like good things happen for all hitters. But for me right now, it's like the numbers were crazy when the ball was just simply off the ground. So stuff was falling for me, and I got good speed, so I can stretch plays, make it a double, triple too. So that's really been the main thing offensively. And then defensively, I feel the same. Base running, I feel the same. I feel great. So,
what was the conversation like with the Nationals when they said, "Hey, we want you to go back to Arizona"?
I was fine with it for sure. I missed 50 or so games, something like that. And I was in Harrisburg the whole time, so I was around the team. And I was itching to get back. And then I finished the year. Didn't finish how I liked, but regardless, I needed, like, more ABs, and they thought the same. And I've been through this before. I know what it's like. There's really good pitching here, and it was a great place for me. So I think, I was fine with it for sure.
You're definitely a guy that has experienced this environment here in Arizona. Can you tell me, through your lens of seeing it for 3 years now, what it's actually like in this clubhouse when you mix all these organizations and players and coaches? What is that like for a guy who's just trying to get some extra ABs?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that I would might never play with, mm-hmm. simply just because they're on other teams. Sure. And this is a great place for you to do that. And you follow up on guys like, you know, a year or two later, and you see them in the big leagues, and you're like, dang, that's crazy. I played with that guy. So it's really cool in that aspect. But we're all professionals, and we all kind of do the same thing. So it's really easy to get along. And I think we're a great team, and we have good chemistry, even though we've been together for, 3 weeks or whatever. So, yeah, it's been great.
Has it helped your relationship with the guys from your own organization that you've been able to bond with here?
Yeah, because we got some hitters and we got some pitchers, so it's easy to, like, just get to know everybody and get a feel for everybody. And then obviously us Nats guys are closer because we've been together for a long time. So, it's been awesome all around. Yeah.
Let's wind the clock back to early 2023. You had the injury here in the fall, started in Fredericksburg. Tell me about your memories of the Fredericksburg experience. You never officially were a Fred Knapp, yeah. But it was a longer rehab assignment, and I feel like you got to experience a good chunk of it.
Yeah, it was a bunch of fans, and they all really, really, really cared about the Nats. You don't really see that everywhere. It's like people love, like baseball, but they don't – in some areas in the country, they don't necessarily care about that specific team. But I remember they were diehard Nats fans, a bunch of people out there. They knew who I was, even though I was there for, couple weeks, and I really, it felt like home, even though I was there for a little bit. It felt like home, and it was a great, great place.
Yeah. You saw that group this season won the Carolina League Championships. Absolutely. I'm sure you know all the guys in the organization to some extent. What was that like for you to observe that from afar?
Yeah, I mean, they're winners. They got you see that talent. Everybody talks about that talent, and talent like that wins. And I'm sure they have a great chemistry down there, and the fans help a lot with that. But the environment overall is just feels like a big league environment. But, yeah, they won that whole thing, and it's no shock to me for sure. Yeah.
For you now moving forward, I mean, this is a lot of games, and you've been healthy for most of the season, mm-hmm. spring, full season. Now you're playing extra games here in the fall. Mm-hmm. I know you told me before we started recording that you're getting a little getaway here from the fall before you come back. What's going on there?
Yeah, my older sister's getting married, so I'll be gone for the next two games after today, and then be back Sunday. We have an off day, and then I'll finish out the fall league then. But yeah.
And the rest of your off season after this, it feels like you might want to put down a bat for a couple weeks, right?
I was just about to say, it's been like, it's been long. You think about it, like those World Series guys just ended, and they've been together all year long. Same team. I've been able to go to the fall league, meet new guys, but it's like they've been with the same team. So, and I find myself the same way. Like, I'll go home and out for a week or two, And then I'm like, okay, where's my bat? Like, I'm ready to, you know. So I know how I am. So I'm ready to go at any time. And I can't, it's hard for me to stay away from the game. So I could do this all year round. Yeah.
How will you know when spring training 2025 arrives? Obviously, health is a given. We know that. But how will you know that, yes, I'm in a really good place for 2025, whether that's beginning in Rochester? Obviously, I imagine you're going to be a part of big league camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I haven't been told anything on that yet, but yeah, that's definitely the goal. And then, you know, last year I felt like I was in a good place here. And then it gave me some momentum even going to spring training, even though that was a couple months later. I just felt like come spring training, it hadn't been that long since I was in a game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why I was a big fan of coming here again, you know, and just get something going and then take it in. I know during the off season I'll get all my work in that I need to and feel good coming into spring training, obviously given health. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything's great with that. But yeah, this fall league's a good step for sure.
Great step for Robert Hassel III. Appreciate the time, my friend, and sure. Best of luck. Good health to you.
Sure. Thank you.